And we're back with Imam Muhammad Al-Tahir of the Islamic Center of Laramie, Wyoming, and Reverend Lane Moore of the Northwest Louisiana Baptist Association. So before we took our brief break, Imam, we was talking about the fact that many people have had to put off, you know, very important rituals for safety reasons. How have you handled that with people in your community?
Yeah, certainly during this lockdown, the month of Ramadan was there, and it's a month of community, and people fast and break fast together, and they usually come to the mosque to share a meal and bring their own dishes and reach out to other members of the community. But they missed it. And I know a lot of mosques in bigger towns, they have gatherings every day. And certainly in the past Ramadan here, I've been here for 2 years, we had group breakfast every Friday, and we have a special prayer after the fifth prayer of the day, where a lot of people come, especially in Ramadan, to witness that prayer. So during this time, they couldn't do that, and we have a lot of people reaching out to us, like how to manage this and how to do it at home. And we explained that you can do it still at home, and we remind them that the incentive of, like, keeping the distance for the sake of everybody's health is they're going to get reward from Almighty Allah for it. So The Prophet was clear about it, and he has many talking points about this issue. And then people were convinced. It's a hard time, and we have a phone line, an email, and we are available through Facebook. Anybody can reach day or night, if they want to talk to anybody, we had those hotlines available, and people managed to get through it. And after Ramadan, we have a very big festival day. That was the hardest day so far we had. People gather in the morning for the festival prayer. It's called Eid, Eid al-Fitr. And usually people come with their kids, and everybody, they will have a fun time, and the adults will pray, the kids will play.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But all of this was missing, and instead we managed to get the people to the prayer, but we restricted that kids are not allowed to come to the mosque
during
this time, because we can't control them anymore.
That's hard. Reverend Moore, I have one more for you, if I may. And this is Beth, who is married to an evangelical pastor in Oregon, and she spoke of adapting communion. And here it is.
We upload the worship service to YouTube, and so then people are watching that, and, you know, they should provide in their own homes, you know, get your bread, get your wine or your juice. And the thought of people doing that at different times, you know, because it's on YouTube.
Reverend Moore, what about that? And I do want to say that Beth also shared how much she misses singing, which I'm sure that singing together. As briefly as you can, any words of comfort for folks who are missing these things, as briefly as you can?
Well, Beth is exactly right. That's about all you could do when you're in a shutdown mode and you can't physically get together to partake of the Lord's Supper. This past Easter in April, many churches did just that. They had the pastor led them through online. You gathered your own elements at your own home, and you shared that. And so that was really what you had to do to get through these days.
All right. That is the Reverend Lane Moore, Director of Missions with the Northwest Louisiana Baptist Association, and Imam Muhammad Al-Tahir of the Islamic Center of Laramie, Wyoming.